Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have WebSense Bob Hansman talking about the latest security threats facing banking today. You don't want to miss this one. Check it out. You guys have written or come out with a 2015 financial services drill down report that you guys annually come out with, and it's just some great information in here. But before we get going, can you give us a quick sense of what WebSense is?
WebSense is a 20-year-old security organization. We've been doing threat analysis that whole time, mm-hmm. and it includes security research facilities, which we have two of in the United States, okay. the UK, Israel, and in China.
Okay.
So we've got research facilities around the world, a network of about a billion endpoints that we pull data in. We're connected to services like Facebook. So we see all the malicious activity going on out there, and then our job is to correlate that mess and see if there's any trends we can pull out, which is where this report came from. We're used to the annual report. People will see those. Every security firm does their annual, the world over kind of a thing. But we noticed some trends in financial services, and particularly banking and credit unions, that we really wanted to drill in. And this is the result of that data study.
Okay, very cool. And so, I mean, let's dive right into it, if you like. I mean, the first one, you guys have kind of pointed out four new attack patterns against financial institutions these days. And number one is 33% of all lure stage attacks target financial services. Can you explain that?
Yeah, basically what started this was that we noticed that if you're in the financial services industry, you're three times as likely to be attacked as in any other industry. Oh, so great. That's what caused us to look at it. So we looked at how are they being attacked.
Okay.
And typically these things start with some sort of a lure. Now, the obvious guess is email. Because if you've read anything from all of these things in the press, starting way back with Target, a couple months later, they'll say, oh, we've looked into it. And now, gee, it looks like it started with an email. But lures also are fake websites, so that they'll look like, you know, your bank or credit union.
Right.
You typed it in yourself, and you land on a page, but it's actually you typed it wrong, or what we call a typo, and you end up on the wrong website, or you'll get an email that links you back to the website, but it's not really the website.
Oh.
Those kinds of lures, whether it's the fake website or a fake email or a fake social media page, all of that, those are lures, and you're going to get that, or we're seeing 33% of those tend to be financial services related.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so what's the rule of thumb here? Do you not like respond to those types of things, or make sure you're typing in the right web address, or is there a rule of thumb that folks out there can use?
One of the things we recommend is, of course, never click on the links if you can avoid it. Mm-hmm. There are some exceptions.
Right.
They'll give you a very bizarre, twisted, long link that you've got to go to this place in order to deal with a particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, you know your bank, you know their website. Type it in. Put it on your favorites. And whenever they send you an email, put it on your favorites. That way you don't have the typo mistakes, because you took your time to put it in right the first time. You've tested it and you know it works. So there's a couple of simple things that we can use using the technology we have available today. It's not a new tool. And then, of course, there's all the obvious. Make sure your antivirus is up to date for, you know, the members or consumers of the banking services. The banks themselves, of course, also have to have their security up to date. So everybody plays in this mess.
Yes,
and the reason why financial services messaging in particular is important is because when we get excited, we don't think as well. That's the human dilemma. So if you just got a message that says, oh, by the way, you know, there's something kind of interesting here. When you get time, click on it.
Yeah.
You're going to take your time, look at it. But if it says, oh, we're sorry, but we just noticed that, you know, a certain payment, you know, was withdrawn by mistake, or this thing that you just purchased, there's a problem with it. Connect immediately to solve this, or there's going to be penalties.
Mm-hmm.
You start panicking.
Yeah.
And the more that adrenaline pumps, the less the brain works. And you don't notice those little clues, like they misspelt the name of the bank, things like that. So they use these messages to also trigger an emotional aspect to these attacks.
Oh, my gosh. Great stuff right off the bat. Love it, Bob. All right, here's another one. Number two, credential stealing attacks set sights on banking. What's this one all about?
Essentially, if they can get somebody's credentials to get onto any system in a bank or a credit union, they'll be able to move around. A lot of people tend to think of an attack as a pretty straightforward. They send the attack, they get on the system, and they start stealing all the data. But typically, they end up on somebody's machine, and then they have to move what we refer to as laterally around that network. from one person's computer until they find they're finally on the computer with the stuff they want. So they'll start out with maybe a low-level person's system and then move around in the bank until they can get, and it's typically not even going to end up on a PC. Mm-hmm. It's the server that all the transactions are going through that they want to get to and things like that. So these things are very complicated multi-stage. And so when we talk about, you know, the lures and all these tactics, these are just to get in the door.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And they're out there everywhere. We're being inundated by them. So it's so important to be aware of this type of stuff.
And they're international and they come from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, you know, when we think of the internet, we think of a .com site. That's in the U.S. Otherwise, it would be a .ca for Canada or something like that. Mm-mm. No, I can call my URL, whatever I want. I can register for the name and get it in any country.
Yeah.
And then I can host it in any country. Mm-hmm. So there's no alignment there. In fact, we've noticed that most of these attacks are actually out of the United States. In the report, we actually go month by month showing you how they flip around quite a bit, where the top five, and it'll be interesting, like you would think, oh, Russia, China, those should be in there. It's like Russia's in the first 6 months of this year was only there a couple times, China, it's different ones. It's Netherlands was actually number one, I think, in February, March. They move around, and that's actually why it makes it so difficult to stop.
I see what you're saying.
They are moving all the time. We never know where they're going to come from next. The tactics change. These are very complicated, like I mentioned earlier, multi-step, multi-faceted kinds of attacks, and they're changing all the facets. Mm-hmm. Try to come up with an MO when they change it every 30 seconds.
Right, right. Yeah, we've always kind of had this envision of just the random person in somebody's basement hacking up and trying to get into somebody's account. That's not the case anymore. It's like very large crime syndicates, right?
Yeah, and some of them will read like a Tom Clancy spy novel where, you know, a credit card ring out of China hires an ex-KGB agent who's living in Morocco. He's going to develop a piece of it, but he has a friend who's in Turkey that helped him with another component. They get some great hackers out of the U.S. who've got an exploit kit working with somebody out of Australia and Netherlands, you know, and teams. These are different organizations where, and we've all seen those movies where, oh, we need a driver. Let's hire a driver from a group that we know that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They're hiring out bits and pieces of it. Gotcha. So when you get attacked, there's a mastermind, or you might think of it as the business guy who hired all the assets, designed it, or maybe even hired a designer. These things are exciting. I've enjoyed this industry for 30 years, and it doesn't get any more boring.
Wow. Gosh, every day must be an adventure for you. My goodness.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Number three here. Financial services ranks third for typo squatting. What the heck is typo squatting? Is that something we talked about earlier?
I mentioned it a little bit earlier where they use common typographical errors that people will make. I, for example, when I type should or would, I always transpose the L and the D. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to make those kinds of typo or understand those typos. They've studied it. This is another piece of research that they do. Okay, and they say, gee, when people go to this site, this credit union or this banking service that's, you know, maybe even a partner of the credit union you're working with, for example, they don't have to go to the credit union directly. They'll attack a partner. Again, for example, Target. Mm-hmm. They didn't attack Target. They attacked the heating and ventilation company that Target used for most of their facilities and got in through a partner's back door. So whatever they're expecting people to type, if there's a common way that people make a mistake, they'll do that. Or when they send you the email, you're a smart user. You look at the URL, you mouse over it, and I'm not going to be fooled what's in the email. I'm going to actually see what URL it's going to go to. They'll change the name just for that. So you'll look at it, and it looks like it's, you know, credit union, you know, mycreditunion.com. But the O in union is a zero, not an O.
Oh.
Things like that. So they'll do typos also so that it looks like it, but it really isn't. And again, in the report, we actually have a huge section where we show the most common types of substitutions and things like that they'll use.
And we're in such a hurry these days. I know I am, especially when I'm checking my account, either at my bank or my credit union, and I'm just typing in stuff really fast because I want to just check it real quick. I mean, it's so easy to make a mistake right there, right?
And think of all your phones. People are typing with their thumb. And I don't know about you, but I make most of my errors on my thumb or with my thumb on that phone. And so there's different typos I'll do there. And if I'm trying to check a short, quick little thing that, you know, I got an email or a message, maybe I found it on my Facebook, which I check easily on my phone all the time. and I go, ooh, I better check into that.
Right.
And so I can easily be fooled on a different kind of device. So remember we talked about credit credential stealing.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no virus, there's no malware involved, it could be that they're trying to lure you to a site and it pretends to be one that says, hey, there's been a problem with your account. Come verify who you are.
Yeah.
So you go to this page. It looks like the right one. You mm-hmm. fill in the form with my name, my password, my secret question.
Yep.
And you've actually just handed all that information to the bad guys.
Oh, my gosh. So scary. So scary.
Yeah. But again, common safety steps that could be followed, for example, the members of the credit union, marking the URLs in their favorites, don't clicking on links. Just take the time to look at things,
right,
particularly when it sounds scary. Step back and say, hold it. Let me think about this calm. You know, it's kind of like impulse buying at the store. My wife doesn't take me shopping, period, because I always impulse buy at the grocery store. But we all have our weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Know your weaknesses. And be prepared that they are going to find out those weaknesses because particularly if you're in now the credit union or bank, you actually are an employee,
mm-hmm.
they'll check out your social media pages where you mentioned that, you know, there's a particular hobby that you've got. And so they may send you something that's targeted around your favorite sports team or something like that.
Wow.
They do research to target these things. And that's the real issue. It's becoming much more targeted. I used to get, you know, Bank of America messages in my email all the time, and yet I didn't bank with Bank of America. I knew it was fake.
Interesting.
PayPal. I still get PayPal. I've never used PayPal.
Wow.
I always have my wife do it through her account. But they'll, there's a lot of common sense. Just take your time. Try not to get too excited.
Very cool. All right, last one here. Fraudsters switch up campaigns frequently to outfox banking security measures. I mean, this sounds like it's just trying to stay ahead of the curve type of thing. I mean, it's always changing and the poor folks at the banks, the IT people and the security people, my gosh, they just must be working their rear ends off to stay ahead.
Yes, particularly banking and credit union, they've been the target forever. I mean, a lot of this is not really news, but what the report does is finally put numbers to it and give you the scale.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's really great about this report. But I've worked with these teams for years, and they are often trying new things. A lot of them actually write some of their own tools to supplement what they can get commercially,
right,
because they know they've got specific issues. They also have very unique challenges. To do their business, because their job is to help their members get the services they need. That's what IT exists for.
Right.
And so all the security stuff, it's a distraction. So they're trying to find that right balance. It's like when your credit card, they tell you, oh, sorry, we got to issue a new debit card or credit card because your card might have been hacked. It's an inconvenience.
Yep.
I know it frustrates me, but I also give them the benefit of the doubt, realizing that they're actually protecting me.
Exactly.
And so they're trying to strike that right balance without inconveniencing us too much, you know, too many things to check, too many passwords to enter, too many questions to answer,
mm-hmm.
but they've got to be there if they're going to keep us safe. So they've got a job to do. And the best thing members can do is to help their credit union get that work done easily.
Exactly. It sounds like common sense can almost nullify the sophistication of these guys.
Exactly.
You know?
And that is the weak spot, because I mean, it's the joke, but it's also true.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense is the most uncommon thing we have.
Ah, I like that. Very good. We'll use that one of these days. Very cool, Bob. All right, to wrap up, where can folks get more information on this? This is fascinating stuff, as always.
At the websense.com website.
Okay.
We'll have that on our main page. It's being advertised and people can click on it, put in just their email address, mm-hmm. and get a copy of that sent to them.
Excellent. We'll put the link in the show notes so people can get to it real quick and check it out. This is really good stuff and important too.
Oh, very good. Very important. I mean, there's not much more they could do because they've got other things to do than worry about their money.
Exactly.
And these simple steps can allow them to live their lives.
Indeed. Very cool. Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate the time as always.